Abby Hoffman's dead, and I don't feel so good myself. Abby Hoffman's dead, and I don't feel so well.
And we are back. You are listening to Davin's Den. On the break, that was Joe Nania with Going Back to Memphis and what else? What the hell was it? Stupid. I don't know. It was Back There in Tennessee followed by Going Back to Memphis. I couldn't find where I wrote it down.
What states was he in?
Yes. Number to call in, 845-986-8804. 845-986-8804. Last week, we did the first part of the Julie Power interview. And that was good. And we talked about the siege in Sydney because her husband was actually in the bank next to where the siege happened. So it was very interesting stuff. But this week we're going to do more of the interview with, her interview with victims of scams and with us, too. I don't know why I can't think all of a sudden. Just blown away by the Festival of Lights. So do a little Scam Busters interview with Julie Power. Was there anything that was just so stunning that these victims said that you just couldn't put in print?
There was a lot of stuff that I didn't put in print. Some of the more sexual stuff that I got from some other people.
Do tell.
The exchanges. You know, obviously there was a lot of, online exchanges of photos and sex talk, and which was often used to blackmail the victims later on.
Right. Yes.
Some of that was kind of shocking. Where I got to the stage of, I don't even want to read it. Thanks. I get the message.
It's not really shocking when you think about that. The person's already all in. They're already in love.
Yeah.
I mean, but the interesting thing is.
But I don't want to read other people's, I just don't want to read it.
Oh, I love that.
Shades of Grey or whatever.
No, it's kind of sad when you read it because, on the one end is this person who's completely in love, maybe handicapped, maybe very poor, maybe they're not as attractive as they used to be, and they think that they're talking to this buff individual, whether it be a girl or a female, and really they're talking to a Nigerian kid who's probably laughing and going, get a load of this with his friends. It's very, very sad.
I think the other thing was one of the things that Monica Whitty said to me about poor people was that in the United Kingdom she'd had a lot of experience with victims who were very poor, and they could not believe that they were being scammed because they were like, well, why would they scam me? I actually don't have all that much money.
Well, to them they do. I know.
Pardon?
But to the scammers, you're poor is still way. The fact that you have a television, or running water, compared to how some of them live.
So I think that was the thing, and they just couldn't believe it. But and she also said, well, they will work out a way to get whatever money you do have, and that's actually a lot of money for them. And so they had people who were. There were people who were handicapped, severely handicapped, who gave away everything that they had. But in the end of the day, one of the things that keeps on coming back to it, and this woman up in Queensland, Cassandra, who was talking to me about them, is it's not the money often. The money is the thing which drives families berserk, the thing which drives makes families can't believe that the parent or the sister or whoever got taken.
Right.
But you know what it is. It's basically that lack of trust in the end. The fact that I fell for this. What does that mean about me? What does it mean about my relationships with other people I fell for such a stupid thing?
You're shaken to the core because, no matter what it is, if you do come out the other end, you do realize there is a part that goes, man, I was stupid. And it's kind of hard to forget. You do. And it's kind of hard to forget. If you're a rational human being, some of these people never come out on the other end and they still don't get it. But if you're a rational human being, you go, man, how could I give everything to this person? How could I send them that picture? How could I give them my rent money, my mortgage money? How could I sell my car for this person? That is really hard to deal with, I would think, on some level.
Mm.
So, now, you're sitting there, you're talking to these victims, you're hearing their sad stories, you're looking in their eyes, they're reliving their pain. You as a journalist, how is that affecting you?
I mean, I was crying. I mean, I cried a lot of the time. I cried. There was one point when I was talking to one of the victims, and I just was on the phone, I just ended up sobbing because I just felt so bad. I mean, I felt so sad for her.
Now, that's not, and that doesn't happen to you with most stories, I'm guessing.
Oh, I'm a bit of, I'm fairly wet, you know.
Are you going to cry during this? I'd love if you would. It would really mean more listeners.
Well, you have to tell me you love me first and then break my heart.
Love you? I've been madly in love with you for 3 months. Didn't you know?
Oh, Davin.
Now, if you could just send me some money.
Anyway, No, I did feel very sad.
But
there are times which were, there were very, very funny times. There were some times where people would be telling us their stories, mm-hmm. and I would be feeling very upset and crying. But then I remember Vanessa Gregory, she just also made me laugh because she actually had she's really bounced back very well. And she tells a story, as I think I said before, as if it's a Le Carre novel, and then she makes it really colourful.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and she would laugh, you know, the idea of, you know, this guy who claimed to be a diplomat arriving at an airport to meet her.
It's very exciting.
He got the bus in from Brisbane
because...
I mean, all these things. And then I said, so do you think he'd really flown in that morning? She goes, yes, oh, maybe no. And then we both laughed.
Well, I mean, it's very exciting when you're in it.
Yes.
You think you're part of a James Bond thing.
Amazing characters. I mean, that's why the Menace I thought was funny. And sometimes I'd laugh because I'd be sitting there trying to work out what on earth really happened. And then you realize, well, none of it really happened. So why are you busting a gut to actually work out? So the money went from here. One stage, Vanessa said that the gold, her gold, was actually in two places at once. And now we both laughed about that because now you think of anything, well, it's just crazy.
Well, see, now, that's the part. You bring up the gold, and that's one of the sidebars of these romance scams. I see what I did
gold
there.
Bars.
Yeah. I didn't mean to do that. Oh, the comedy never starts. But like in these romance scams, and we dealt with this with a scammer, a scam victim we talk about on our show every week, Ann Jackson, where part of the romance scam is, oh, by the way, I'm a soldier and I found all these gold bars and I want to share my wealth with you. That's a, you know.
Can I just say the gold bars has never actually convinced me. Not once. Whenever they say gold bars, that is my eye rolling moment.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. I don't feel as bad for those victims because I'm going, all right, I get you fell in love. That's the romance part. I get that. But now you're telling me you're trying to help me. You're trying to help this quote unquote soldier smuggle bars out of Iraq or Afghanistan. Now you're just greedy. I mean, there is that. Let's be honest.
Yeah, I mean, it's like this case this morning. We were talking about this woman who may be a victim of a romance scam who's, you know, smuggled $80,000 worth of drugs, it seems, into Malaysia, allegedly. We don't know.
Allegedly.
It does sound like there's a romance scam.
Now, where did she hide those drugs?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Because in Pennsylvania and Florida, the women usually hide the drugs in the same spot, which I always enjoy reading those stories. Maybe it's different when you're smuggling.
I think I know where you're talking about.
Yeah, I meant in the trunk of the car. That is what I was talking about. So,
well, she'd had many children by then.
Oh, well, then, she probably had a bunch of bricks of hash in there. But
no, I think she probably had a very large vehicle.
Probably a very large vehicle.
Please cut that.
No, I won't. That's funny. Don't worry, your fans are going to hear you in a whole new light, which is good. It's good for you. It humanizes you. See, I'm helping you.
Really?
I don't know. I'm just trying to make
you
feel...
Am I an ogre?
No, I'm just trying to make you feel better, and clearly I failed. I will...
That's all right. That's fine.
I'll promptly send you poetry to lift your spirits.
Okay. Thou art more lovely every more minute.
Oh, apparently we shop at the same poetry store. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway.
So you've been dealing with all these victims. You've come out... Now, you've come out on the other side. You know, you had what you thought of them beforehand. You've talked to all these victims. Do you see these scamming victims and scamming differently now?
Yes, I do. I mean, I don't have such a sort of one, you know, a very sort of black and white view of how could you be so stupid. I don't think they're just one kind of person. I see them as being very diverse. Mm-hmm. I see them as basically falling for what is basically an intense amount of attention, affection, and love. something that, you know, wouldn't we all like to have someone telling us we're all fabulous all the time, and telling us that they want to, you know, have a wonderful life with us at the end of, you know, at the end. That would be, we all want that.
Yep.
And if you are lonely already or isolated, that is an incredibly attractive, intoxicating love. And I think what I also came out of it with enormous respect for these scammers' ability to get people to fall in love with them. I mean, that's an art.
Yeah, I wish I could figure it out. But, it is an art. But, you know, you talk about what these scammers are capable of, and then there's people like myself who kind of take what they do and use it against them, as you've heard from excerpts of my show, and you spoke with Stephen, who wrote a book about scam baiting. But that's a topic that's never been covered before. What made you decide to cover that aspect of the scamming world?
Well, I was a bit disappointed because I really wanted to make the scam baiting the focus of the feature, but that didn't work out.
That's really what I feel it should have been, but you know, I never could get through to your editors. They wouldn't take my call.
That's really strange. Anyway, I did, because I really thought that that was a new angle.
It is a new angle.
And also I thought that I kind of liked the way it takes it from the sense that these are victims to people who are actually doing something about their situation. So
right.
I'm partly enamored. I mean, I do admire what these scam groups are doing. I particularly admire the way that they're supporting other people, and I was listening to some radio this morning about hostages relating to the situation.
Right.
And one of the things they were saying is one hostage talking to another one is about the most effective way to counsel someone, and I can see that someone like Tracy or Vanessa or some of the other women I've spoken to, talking to other people is very effective. Whether they're as effective in fighting and tracking them down is another matter. I don't know. It seems like the scammers are pretty clever. By the way, you didn't ask me about the person who I thought was amazing was William Caldwell. U.S. Lieutenant General.
Yes. I did not ask you, but would you like to tell me about
him? Oh, my God. I just thought he was fabulous. And he was just amazing. He was a really interesting man. And one of the things which I thought was fascinating about him, sorry to go completely.
Why don't you set it up exactly who he is so the listeners know who you're talking about?
Well, William Caldwell was basically the spokesperson for the U.S. Army in Afghanistan and Iraq. And he was in charge of the NATO training forces there. So he was basically, he was the talking head for the U.S. Army.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd been in the Army for many years. I think his family goes back, Army people, generations.
Yeah.
Now, his photos were stolen because many, many times and used in, it seems like thousands and thousands and thousands of military romance scams. And in fact, his ID was stolen and used to basically groom one of the victims I spoke to, Vanessa Gregory. Anyway, so I spoke to William Caldwell, who's just retired. He's now head of the Georgia Military College. And he said even now the scammers are targeting, using his photos and often setting up Facebook profiles, which are targeting students in his college.
That I did not know. I did not know they were targeting students in the college.
He says they're incredibly crafty, and he has an enormous respect. So there is someone who's spent his whole life basically fighting the war on terror,
mm-hmm.
and he cannot do anything about this war.
Well, I mean,
you know, these are insidious guerrilla tactics used by the scammers.
Well, it's kind of interesting you mention that. First of all, some of these scammer syndicates are actually tied to Boko Haram and Al Qaeda and other terrorist organizations. So theoretically, if he's still in the military, he's actually fighting the scammers, whether he realizes it or not. You know?
Well, he's actually, formally he's left,
right.
But, you know, he's now head of the Georgia Military College, which is not
here's
military,
the
I think. But.
Here's what needs to be brought up. A lot of victims get very upset. Go, why doesn't the Army put these people away? Because the Army doesn't have jurisdiction to do that. They can't go into Nigeria or Ghana or Eastern Europe and track these people down. So, I mean, when he was in the service, he was powerless to do something. That's more of your FBIs and your Interpols and your local authorities. That's really who can do it. What the military does is they preach operational security, which is, you know, among other things, locking down your social media profiles. But they're talking to very young men and women in their 20s and their 30s. And when you're that young, you kind of think you're invincible, and, you know, you really don't listen because they can't make you do it.
On Australia, you guys have much stricter rules for social media and your military personnel having their pictures in uniform and social media. Same for Israel. In the United States, we don't have those laws restricting our military from taking pictures and posting them on Facebook or Instagram. And again, that's probably our constitution, and it's probably not going to change.
But one of the other things about William Cornwall, which he was talking to me about, was that he would regularly have to, he's found the scammers were changing the Wikipedia page about him.
Oh, really?
To reflect, to say that he was a widower. Now, he's not. He is happily married to a Methodist minister.
Mm-hmm.
He has kids, there's no way he's a sad, lonely man.
Unless you were talking to the fake William Caldwell.
Well, she was talking to him.
No, and I'm saying if you were talking, how do you know your William Caldwell's real? I'm kidding with you.
Oh, well, I mean, I had a... I went through Georgia Military College.
Oh, anybody could do that. No, I'm just kidding.
Anybody, okay? He had a... Well, I hope he was real.
I'm sure he was.
That was the thing. There were moments when I kept on thinking, I did have that fear after talking to people. Sometimes I would think, wow, I hope they're real. I hope they're not just pretending to be.
Yeah, but who would make? I mean, who would make up these stories? You're putting yourself out there for ridicule. These stories, it's a long way to go to get some media attention.
Yeah, I know. But there are times because it's all so, it does actually make you wonder, what is real. And one of the funny things, early in the stage, they asked me, Tracy's group asked me to prove my credentials.
I know they love that.
I was like, that was really funny because I was thinking, well, I'm just who I am,
Well, it's because you're an honest person.
You can see my stuff, and then I realized exactly why they were so worried about it.
Do you understand that? That's part of their protocol, and I understand it. Where they want part of this particular group's protocol is to you have to open up your friends list and all that stuff. I have never done that for any group. I'm in about 20 groups. I've never done that. But you and I are in a different position because you and I are you can research us. Go online. Here's my name. This is what I do. You can ask whoever you want anything about me.
That William Caldwell was exactly the same situation.
Exactly.
Where he was in this august position, beyond reproach, other than there was some political...
It is kind of amazing.
A few years ago, but other than that...
It is kind of amazing, though, these victims who fall for these high-profile military people, like William Caldwell. They fall for his pictures.
There are moments in that story where you scratch your head and you think, did you really think that a U.S. military general was going to...
Yeah, why would he fall in love with you?
Not that she wasn't attractive and gorgeous and lovely and interesting, all of those...
They're all beautiful snowflakes. Of course they are.
No, but in this case, she really was lovely.
But she is
about 10, 12 years older than William Caldwell. And you wonder, someone so successful, why they would want to choose to come and live in Australia.
I think you just slammed your country.
Well, he's had this amazing career in the United States for the most part.
Right. No, you're right. Listen, it's part of the story, but my point is with these such high-profile people, why wouldn't you Google search? Why wouldn't you look into it a little bit? But
well, I mean, I think she did, and that's when they're incredibly clever. And I remember that I think it was Tracy was telling me about the Crimes Commission in Nigeria or Ghana. Which one is it? Do you remember? Which basically they're a fake
Nigeria
pages set up to divert victims. So they report their cases to the wrong one on Facebook.
Yeah, we're dealing with that too on our show again with this Ann Jackson. It's quite the fascinating tale. Yeah, you should listen. You should listen.
Okay, I will.
Like you said, these scammers are very crafty. The better scammers are very crafty.
So I think we should just repeat, really. don't.
What?
I mean, if someone hasn't arranged to meet you in person...
Well, I mean, yeah.
Or talk to you so you can see them.
Well, it's not even that. I mean, you know what? Don't meet these people in person.
Yeah.
Because that's how people wind up getting, robbed, raped, or murdered. Don't meet them in person.
I think basically go down to your local library and join the book club.
Yes. I know I do, but I've been kicked out because, I find books very exciting. But that's just me. I'm sure most people are not the general.
Well, the other thing is I hear you're always in the poetry section.
I certainly am. I have to research. So what do you think of What do you think of all these people spending their own free time trying to scam scammers back? What do you think of that whole thing?
I agree with you. I find it actually find it worrying.
Mm-hmm. Now, is that just victims?
These criminals are actually, I mean, if you, they're dangerous.
They are dangerous.
Some of them seem like they're syndicates.
Yeah.
People have been kidnapped. People have been killed by these scammers. I mean, you know, sure, some of them are probably one-person operations, but many of them seem like they're syndicates who are, have got people around the world increasingly. And I worry for their safety, and I worry for their mental safety. Sanity, I suppose.
It is, I told you when you interviewed me, I'm not a scam baiter. Every scammer who I've ever had interactions with found me fair and square. I wasn't looking for them.
Because they're looking for love in all the right places.
It's weird, because I used to have married on my profile. I changed it now to protect my family and everything, but it didn't stop them. It was just something I had to work around. I can always write out a wife for a good story. But
I mean, it is one of the things, it is interesting talking to lots of my colleagues and friends, mm-hmm. how many of them have actually said to me, oh, yeah, I've had those requests pop up in Facebook, or I've had those requests on Skype, or even in LinkedIn, or whatever site they're on, you know, often because they're sharing photos of their kids, but they've seen them come up. Oh, yeah, I just didn't think about it. But, yeah, I did wonder. One friend said to me only about 2 days ago, oh, yeah, I had 100 requests from all these guys in the military. I was like, what are they doing? And I just thought, oh, well, just ignored them all.
Well, yeah, that's probably the safest thing one – that is the safest thing one could do, is ignore them, delete them, block them. But, unfortunately, people see a pretty face.
I did have a moment where I decided I would try and bait a few.
Really?
And I got and I had a response, and then I actually ran scared. I actually got really scared, and I thought, this is crazy.
Yeah, it's
probably
I see how
you could fall into this and get really sucked into it.
Oh, I used to spend hours.
No, I don't want to do that.
I used to spend hours, baiting Belinda. It is completely time-consuming, and you are in this world. And there was points where I've said on our show where it completely mind-screwed me.
Yeah.
Especially, I think I told you, it wasn't in the article, but I think I told you when we were talking, I'd been talking to her for months, and she thought me and my wife, my real wife, were getting a divorce, which wasn't happening. And the day before I said, the money was coming because the judge was going to decide, and I would send my scammer, who was Agnes at the time, the money, she came clean and said, I'm not the girl in this picture, I'm actually this Ghanaian girl. And nobody can explain that to me. And because why would you do that? The money's coming. And this happened right before one of our radio shows, and my team comes downstairs, Joe and Pip, they don't know where I am in this story and everything, and I was just white. So, yeah, I mean, it can...
Do you know what it is? I actually think that was a typical ploy, but somehow she got the timing wrong.
It could be.
She was meant to do that the next day, but she got the communication or the order from head office at the wrong time.
It's possible.
Can you do now the double scam, the big reveal, the thing that, I tell you I'm not the person I am, I tell you I'm not the man in the picture, I tell you I'm not the woman in the picture, whatever it is.
Right, the next
somehow,
level.
Somehow, like any organization, sometimes there's mess-ups.
This might have been a clerical error. That's the most logical explanation I've ever gotten about it. You know what? They just screwed up. I bet she caught a beating that day, or whoever was working.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I told you to do that tomorrow, not today.
Yeah, somebody was not getting rice and potatoes that night. Somebody was sleeping outside of the hut. You might have a good point.
And, of course, it didn't mess your brain.
Well, it did mess up my brain, because I didn't think about that at the time. I'm like, oh, my God, now am I scamming a real person? Am I the bad guy in this scenario?
But then the other thing, or maybe it was a really clever scam, because by doing that on the day before, you're like, wow, maybe she really does love me.
No, that's stupid, because the money's coming. Because she thinks I'm all in. She thinks I'm believing this. You're not going to mess with that. Your first explanation's the best explanation I've ever heard. And maybe that's it. I actually went on a Nigerian website and asked, and everybody's like, no, we never heard of that, so.
Really?
Yeah.
So it's not a typical ploy.
Well, to come clean, they're doing more and more, but to come clean the day before the money comes, no, nobody ever heard that.
No. Hey, by the way, have you ever seen any information showing, I've heard lots of people talk to me and tell me about Nigerian scam universities, but I've never actually seen any Nigerian scam university material. Like, have you ever seen a syllabus? Have you ever seen a training handbook, which I've heard tell of?
No, they don't share that with me. I've never seen any indication. I mean, I'm sure. I think they work from scripts, You know, I mean, you know, and I think they have like files where they can get all their poetry and pictures and stuff. But I'm sure there's classes, but I don't know if they have a building, you know, with the leaves and a nice symbol and everything and a nice professor. I don't think that's happening. But you know what? Maybe you and I, maybe we go to Western Africa once this Ebola is taken care of, and then maybe we open one. That might be nice.
Oh, happy ever after, Devin.
I think we should do
okay,
that.
Okay, Devin, I've got to go. I've got my phone's been ringing for work, unfortunately.
All right, I want to ask one last question.
Yep.
Was there any part of the story, because you did a lot, was there any part of the scamming that you wanted to get in there and you couldn't?
I think I want to get more in about this whole thing. I mean, some of the really horror, I mean, about the timing.
Mm-hmm.
Originally, I wanted to get in sort of like the expert's view on nearly every stage, because one of the things about it was I wanted to sort of write it as an anatomy of a scam, so to have the experts talking, this is a typical stage here. And nearly all, and that was the other thing, is that they weren't, none of them were unique. They all came out of the handbook. They followed a pattern,
mm-hmm.
and I think for any person out there who thinks they're being scammed, really just go online and you'll probably realise that you are being scammed, because what they're saying to you, they've said to many, many other victims over and over, and I want to actually put that in. And I was sort of disappointed that that didn't make sense.
Well, and there's always an opportunity to do another story on the topic.
Oh, yes.
There's always tomorrow. Well, Julie, where can people find your articles?
On the Sydney Morning Herald's website, so that's smh.com.au.
And do you have a Twitter?
Well, if they Google me, Julie Power, and romance scams, it'll probably come up.
Well, Julie, thank you for spending an hour with us. I think this is going to wind up being a two-part interview. That we're
oh, my
cut
God.
This.
Really? Yeah. An hour? God, I better get off the
we spend, all right. Well, we spent a lot of time. Thank you, Julie.
Thank you very much, Devin.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
So there you have it.
She has the same reaction to you that other people have. Oh, my God, I better get off the phone.
Well, you know, an hour with me just flies by. Nothing good happens with an hour with me. It goes by. So it's just like my penis. It's not what you think it is.
Yeah.
It all depends on the angles.
I have the cover, the selfies.
Yes. Well, somebody should.
Your pants,
selfies. In case
something
happens to me, you know, and they get lost in a fire, you'll have the originals.
I have them for all posterity.
Right. So, enough about my penis.
Never enough.
Yes! That is the correct answer. That is the answer we're looking for, Pippi Alex.
Very interesting.
She is very interesting.
I thought it was touching that she was, you know, so sad talking to some of the people who had obviously, you know, been brokenhearted.
Well, I mean, yeah, you're right. I mean, I don't think she'd ever been exposed through this world. I mean, that's kind of what got me interested in this thing. You read all these horrible, horrible stories like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
This is happening? Somebody should do this. The authorities should do something. Oh, wait, they're not. Okay.
yeah.
I guess I will. And in her case, I'll report it.
Right.
You know, somebody should make people aware of this so it doesn't happen.
Just to the tenacity of the scammers, too, I found it interesting that the military person that was in the story.
William Caldwell.
William Caldwell. Did he change his IMDb?
No, no. On Wikipedia, anybody.
On Wikipedia.
Anybody. I don't know what an IMDb is. I have no idea.
It's for the movie people. That's my mistake. It's like, but Wikipedia is the correct word.
They can change. You know, if somebody posted a Wikipedia about Joe Curry. You know, anybody could go on there and change
and
the facts.
Edit it.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm. Right, like James changes the bio on my website. So
I have no idea. I don't know.
But it's interesting that the scammers do that.
Yeah.
You know, also I find it interesting.
I had never heard of that. That's ingenious.
I know.
You know,
I've
yeah, that
either.
Really, you know, and also his comment was that I've been fighting terror for the past 10 years. And he goes, you know, these scammers are a whole nother level.
Yeah.
Also bringing into where you connected it with, well, they also are connected to the terrorists.
Yeah.
So it's a very interesting thing on that and how it's interconnected, how tenacious they are, how crafty they are
mm-hmm.
to do all this. Also, I find it interesting where Julie was going to try to do a little scam baiting herself.
Yeah.
And then got a little scared to go yeah. into it.
It's
you know,
a scary world.
Just realizing how scary it is and how quickly they can go into you know, your information and get it. As a matter of fact, when Devin went against that scammer last year, or was it the beginning of this year? Beginning of this year, right?
Beginning of this year.
Yeah,
I don't
beginning
know
of this year.
I have so much fun with you. I don't look at our time together in days
I understand that.
Weeks.
But when he went, when you guys were going mano a mano on that, where you got a little
Yeah, well, it was very unnerving.
By some of the information he was coming
I mean, it was
out.
All on my Facebook page and the internet.
But nonetheless...
But if you're in her position, another public figure, yep. certainly
but,
easy enough
but,
to
but,
do.
But, right, sure. but so much so that where she tried it, she just got a little scared. Where you have been at this, mm-hmm. and he pulled this stuff up that quick, was like a whoa moment for you.
Yeah.
Somebody adept to dealing with
And then
people.
I blocked him.
Yeah,
I said
well,
enough
yeah.
of that.
Well, it caused as much concern that you did.
Yeah, no, I mean, this Julie definitely, she gets it.
Yeah.
She gets it. She spent a decent amount of time, I mean, weeks probably researching this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I know she spoke with Tracy over a period of days, went to Tracy's house. Actually, when we come back, our next show, got a four-part interview with Tracy Douglas, mm-hmm. who is one of the victims and that Julie interviewed.
Right.
We're going to deal with her. She started a fight, an anti-scam fight back group, Military Scammers, The Fight Back.
Yeah.
She started that, so we're going to talk to her about that. Her experience, interesting stuff, you know. And with Tracy, when we start that interview, you're going to hear how much it ruins a family and how isolated these victims are.
You touched on that a little bit with Julie. Mm-hmm. At the beginning of the interview, where and we've touched on that in our own endeavors in this, where you go, I can't believe I was fooled, mm-hmm. And how could I be fooled like that? Which correlates to Anne Jackson, where she is having a theory that we have is that she's having a tough time coming to the realization that she was baffled.
Yeah.
Do you want to do a little Anne Jackson real quick?
Yeah, why not?
All right. Is there anything else to add to the Julie interview? Anything else, Pip? Joe?
No, pretty much spot on and all there, to tell you the truth.
I was very impressed with Julie.
Yeah, me too.
I thought she was a tremendous interview.
And I thought she had a great sense of humor.
Sense of humor, very in-depth, very yep. thorough. She gets it. Anybody that's... please check out the article. It's very good.
Sydney Morning Herald. All right, so March 11th. Now, when we last left Anne, Joe, for the first time in a long time, suspected that Anne may be in cahoots. For a long time, we've all been saying, you know, that she's just a woman. She doesn't
there
understand.
Was, I, there a was, I forgot the specific event, but there was an allusion there that she.
Yeah, I think it was about
defendant
the,
coming to the defense
of Jennifer.
Of Jennifer,
the daughter
of Jennifer,
yeah. Parker Desmond Green.
That you've heard nothing but detrimental comments about her for essentially since the beginning of this, and then she's suddenly coming to the defense saying that she cares about her
like a daughter.
Very off-putting, very concerning.
Do you guys want to wager Mr. Davins how many Mr. Davins we're going to do right quick?
I think four
Mr. Davins.
I'm going to go for five.
We'll five do, Mr. Davins.
The price is right, deal on
$1. So on March 11th, going back a few days, I write to Victim A. I've spoken to her before. She's another victim of these scammers.
Okay.
That Anne Jackson has alluded to before.
Right.
That they've also swindled. So I go, hi, A. Hi, A.
What are you talking to, Australians?
And they're all Australian to me.
Hey.
I hope you're well. The past few months, I've been helping Anne Jackson sort out the situation she was in with the scamming syndicate. I think we've figured out a lot of things. Your name came up as a victim of the syndicate. Do you have any interest of talking with me about this? If you know Anne, feel free to contact her and ask her about me. That was March 11th.
Okay.
March 14th, I talked to the victim who came on this show.
Right.
Remember the one who started this whole ball rolling? So I send her a picture of what I believe to be Anne Jackson. What somebody said. She goes, that is not Anne Jackson. And then she gives me the other aliases.
Okay.
This is her. And then she sends me a picture of Anne Jackson because she's actually video Skyped with her.
Oh.
I say, okay, thanks. So that I now have a picture, confirmation.
Of who Anne Jackson really looks like.
Japanese woman.
Yeah.
Yes. March 14th, 2014, I'm writing to her. I told you I'm working on getting the money from Green to the victim. Remember, she's so upset at this victim who told us who Anne Jackson is, the one I was just talking about.
Yes.
That, you know, she's a hacker and she's traitorous and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
She wants the proof that this victim... Parker asked this victim for money.
Right.
She wants to see that. So I said, I told you I'm working on getting the money asked from Green to her. It was in an instant message, not an email, and it is on a disc somewhere. When I get it, I will show it to you. If she loved Green like you say, what would be her motivation to end it with a lie about a money ask? You say she is sex-craved and wanted him so. It makes no sense, Anne. As for Miller, unless you can tell me, remember, now she's insisting Miller, this soul, James Miller, this soldier is real.
He's real.
I go, as for Miller, unless you can tell me rank, unit, where his home base is, or give me his military email address, then he is completely fictional.
Right.
Sorry, but facts are facts. I have the capability to research real soldiers. Do you have a picture of them? Why were you in a Jeffrey Miller support group? Why do others say you were obsessed with Miller? Am I supposed to believe that everybody wants to make up lies about you? Am I not supposed to believe that you wrote and saw with what I wrote? Am I not supposed to believe what you wrote and I saw with my own eyes? To quote you, Anne, don't foolish me.
Playing hardball, are you?
I am, though, but we've come to that point where I was feeling... What you were feeling? Going,
manipulated.
I'm going to call BS on some of this.
There, you know, I mean, now with what you just read, now it swings back to: is she delusional, or is she in cahoots?
Yeah,
I'm swinging back to disillusional.
Now that didn't take long. A couple of paragraphs. Joe's on the other side. Well, this is why you can't run for office. You're a flip flopper.
Well, because she wasn't. Waffler. Because before she was very supportive of the girl. I'm sorry, the girl. Green. What was the girl?
Jennifer.
Yeah, she was very supportive of Jennifer. This with the support group and stuff like that seems more infatuation.
Yeah.
Than in cahoots.
Yeah.
So it's see, and it's been the total story of everything we've been dealing with. And everything, it just swings. It swings back and forth. It's tough to get a bearing on this stuff,
yeah.
Because it swings. Whether we're speaking with Agnes or, you know, Belinda or whatever, Ann Jackson, it swings back and forth like a pendulum.
If the people that we're talking to are lying because they are trying to scam you out of money, or if they're lying because they're trying to cover their dignity, it makes you go back and forth, going, well, wait a minute. What are you talking about? Right. Are you being truthful right now?
Right. Like I said, the end of last week, you know, the whole thing with Jennifer, it kind of gave me a thing where she might be in cahoots.
Yeah.
Because she was defending and liked Jennifer like a daughter.
Yes.
That sounds kind of like cahoots. This one here is more infatuation.
Yeah.
It's what's her deal? in a nutshell.
If only it was that easy, Joe.
If only
her deal.
By the way, that easy, Davin. Yes.
By the way, I posted that, you know, when I promoted the show in these various groups, that Joe is now thinking she might be in cahoots.
Yeah.
And other people posted, I felt it all along. Like, the fact that you were like, they're like, aha! I'm like, you know what? You got to listen to all the shows. slow down.
You have to listen to all the shows. Now, that, and it did sway me, but like I said last week, it was only by a 5% margin, where I was at 95% that she was infatuated.
Yep.
And now I was back down to 90. So it's not like a total swing back.
Margin of error? That's
margin of error, yes.
The polls are rigged.
That's why I failed statistics. I hated statistics. It was just like, you know, margin of error. It's like...
Joe doesn't deal with margins of errors. He deals with absolutes.
But I did. You know, it's funny.
You white liberal bleeding hearts with your margins of errors.
I would just like for a whole week, solid week, if you would start with you bleeding heart liberals for everything that you post.
I want you to take all your
bleeding heart liberals. I'll be playing
at your game program. That's how I want you to start every phone call.
I do.
I'm just trying to place an order, Mr. Curry. I'm sorry.
No, with my customer. I don't, another thing I'll tell you.
Joe's Facebook page comes to life. All right. So I'll continue. This is me writing to Ann. This is cap locks. Every soldier has a military email address, a bunch of exclamation points. It is issued by the military. If they can't provide one for you, then they are a fraud.
Yeah.
Stop making excuses to make what you wish to be the truth. Not one person you have provided me can be proven to really be a part of an official organization. Not one!
All caps!
That last part. I go, Ann, I do not know if you are a fool. I might be the fool for continuing this with you.
There's that pendulum. That pendulum.
Look at that little hat with the little bells on the top ends.
That's a pendulum.
If you are not a fool, then you are very stubborn.
There you go. There's Joe's the pendulum again.
Send me a picture of her. A nice girl. This is about Jennifer. Mm-hmm. You're cursing her at her in every message you send me.
Yep.
Anne, I've told you the truth. Others have told you the truth. I have once again started going over your situation on my show. While some people think you are a victim and others think you are a master manipulator who knows exactly what you're doing, the one thing everybody agrees on is that you are dealing with scammers.
Also, yeah. I want to thank you for calling her on the carpet with Jennifer.
Well, Joe, it's what I do. I don't just call you on the carpet for your stupidity. I deal with stupidity on a daily basis, sometimes on Facebook, sometimes with nitwits on email.
Well, in her case, I don't think it's stupidity. I think it's not coming to terms with something or you know, pulling a fast
one.
Well,
that brings you back. Oh, you're pulling a fast one. You think I'm being scammed?
But no. But I don't know. But the thing about it is, and I kind of alluded it last week, I go, I hope you, I just remembered, I go, I hope you call her on the carpet about this. And you even said, stay tuned for next week. So I'm glad you did, because this is kind of the elephant in the room.
You think I'm just a prick to you and our listeners?
I'm sorry?
You think I'm just a prick to you and our listeners?
Well, there was always that possibility.
But no, you're addressing the elephant in the room.
Yes.
Why in the hell are you suddenly telling you that you love and care about them, but you've been damning for the past, you know, since this whole thing began?
Yeah.
I continue. I go, I can't help you, Ann. I will get the story out there like I told you I would. I can't make you snap out of this spell you're under.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Davin!
Number one!
This is my conclusion for my true cases. I want you to expose the truth because they do not feel shameful for what they have done to me. For me, they are killers, and it is murder case. Jimmy! My friend got killed, and this fucking Miller introduced UKEFCC. Now, that's the commission that helps in Nigeria. I don't know where the UK is coming from. I guess the British arm of the Nigerian Commission to go against these fraudsters.
Okay.
Except their office, or whatever. Introduce UKEFCC to me to deal with the case in the very beginning. All I want is to tell the truth and how I feel about my scam case and how the real victims suffer. They are liars! And this is why they do not reply to you. They are coward! And this is why they do not reply anything to you. They are criminals! And they still keep silent since they are scared to get killed. Eric Boris said so to me.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Oh.
I do admit the truth. Green, Miller, Brown, Cotton, and Eric Boris paid lots of money for me for the funds transfer. But the funds cannot be out. For an outsider to see what happened to me, you, of course, will think it is a scam.
Duh.
That is Pip Helix's official stance on this.
Yes.
What other statement could you make?
I think
summed up beautifully.
Thank you.
You're an artist with the human language.
This is how you think. You think it is advanced fee fraud. Many people think so. Not only you, but the truth is that many people do not know the real funds transfer due to the legal process.
The legal process is fee after fee after fee after fee.
Well, not really, but that's what she thinks it is.
Well, that's what I'm saying, but fee.
If you're dealing with a divorce lawyer, that's true.
I mean, how much?
But Joe will tell us about that soon.
Yes, but after fee, mediator. Fee after fee. That she's not, you know, that she questions, but they just accept.
Yeah, she's just like, oh, well, yeah, this is perfectly normal.
And I'm not going to talk, because
done this.
The second point that you insist on is that they do not use official mail address. That is why you think them as scammers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
These are the real reasons for me to expose them to you. Please tell the people around the world, this is real murder case. They are criminals.
This is real murder.
She didn't answer the question.
Of course not. It's like arguing with a Republican.
It's like arguing with a liberal.
Damn dirty liberals. No, well, she says Jimmy, her friend, got murdered by these people. That's what this is.
Oh, is that what she's saying?
Yeah, we get it.
That's what she's saying.
I'm not saying I'm being facetious to you.
I think she was saying...
I'm being facetious to her.
Could you imagine if Joe had to deal with her?
Oh, my God. There would be yaks involved soon.
Well, we can only hope.
No, this would be about three paragraphs. Look, you stupid bitch.
Joe would cut off all communication and then send a watch as a parting gift.
Are you telling me that you would use your special language to me the same with her too? Look, you stupid bitch.
Yeah, but with you it's foreplay. With you it's foreplay. With her it's disgust. It's kind of like fuck. You can use it a lot of different ways.
Yes, all depends on your inflection.
Yeah, Joe has such a command of the language. You may not know what he means, but he does. She continues, I do hate them because they do not help me, but kill me by using financial loss. They took my money, and then they disappeared. How would you feel? Like I've been scammed. They cheated on me for one reason. They said the funds would come out, but never! I just got never-ending payment. I know.
So why is she telling you that, and she says two paragraphs before, don't you understand there's fees that have to be paid?
Is she an asshole?
Maybe a couple people are working on the script, Joe. There's that possibility.
I mean,
she's got a Japanese team working on this.
How could you say, there's fees that have to be paid?
I know.
And then she goes, three paragraphs later, I don't see anything.
Yeah.
She
yeah.
just got...
I know. It's
Is it me? It's
no.
Like, is it me?
Well, usually yes, but not in this case.
No. She's just completely baffling because it's like she talks out of both sides of her ass.
Good trick.
I'd hire that. That'd be a headliner. Anyway.
That's what I was trying to do with that whole thing, but whatever.
This is the truth from the very beginning. This Jennifer also copied their behavior to do this to me, which makes me lose trust. This 19-year-old...
What did you just read?
Words.
I want you to repeat them.
Okay, that's a way to ask it. This is the truth from the very beginning. This Jennifer also copied their behavior to do this to me, which makes me lose trust.
Jennifer, who she loved.
Yes.
Well,
that last week. That
like
she
a daughter
loved
to her.
Daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now she lost trust in her.
I lost trust.
Yep. I know. No. She's double talking all over the place.
She just did it twice.
You know, yep.
She just did it twice.
Yep.
Yep. This 19-year-old girl is fucking scammer.
But you love her like a daughter. But you love
you
her like a daughter.
Sometimes
last
you
week.
Have bad kids. Sometimes you have bad
true,
kids.
True.
You love all your children the same, even the fuck-ups. Why? She said she spent the money going to Scotland and the funds would release to her as long as the account activated. This fucking criminal Miller always cheated on me and forced me to pay for the fees. He is fucking criminal. He also said that Jennifer got the accent because of me.
The truck accident again.
Yeah.
Haven't heard that one in a while.
I know.
Was wondering how that went. Yeah, all right, good. All
smack,
right.
Boom, dollars in the air.
You get concerned, you know.
Sure. Why not say this to Jennifer? Did it on purpose, and then the funds would never be out. It seems to me that Jennifer want to kill me for a reason that they can divert the funds. Since
the daughter that you love, like, you're the person you love like a daughter.
Since the funds is €800,000, this funds is from my friend Jimmy, and they know where it is, and they want to take the funds away. Who is the thief?
Wait a minute. She's still trying to get money back from this guy Jimmy that was supposedly killed?
That's her pal.
Yeah, I know, but she can't get the money back for somebody who's dead.
No, she knows officials.
Right. And for all the gang playing at home, I'm back at 95% again, which is crazy.
Well, but before that, it was 100%. So you've already...
No, it's always been at 95. I dropped it down to 90%
last
week.
Oh, I was unaware.
Now we're 95%. That yeah. she's batshit. And like I said...
I think that's a pupil.
Yeah. And like I said, last week, the Jennifer statement like a daughter, I'm like, well, we're going to go down to 90. And then after these paragraphs she just wrote, well, we're back up to 95, which is batshit.
Maybe she's doing that to throw us.
No. I don't think she's rambling too much to be crafty.
Yeah, she doesn't seem capable of being... as smart as she thinks.
Well, she fooled a boatload of people with her smartness.
I just,
that's sad.
I think that if you're going to be trained to pull a fast one, I think it'd be more calculating than aloof as she is. Is she very aloof, right?
Yeah, seems
you know,
to be.
And I think that you need to be more, you know,
let's continue.
Crafty.
Let's continue. Parker Green and Brown Cotton threatened me a lot in order to pay for the fees. They lied to me that they would protect me. If someone asked to me go to jail. Can you believe these fucking people? Yeah.
Yeah.
I can. You can't. Well, you do. I don't. I don't
believe it, folks.
I know.
Eric Bohr held my money when I was suffering from financial problems. Parker D. Green, James H. Miller are U.S. soldiers. Brown Cotton is FBI man staying in U.K. Eric Bohr is from Interpol, Paris, and France. I see Brown Cotton's agent name list.
Oh, God damn it. She was delivered the facts that they're not real.
Now here's the list of agents working in Ghana for Brown. David Moore, which we've heard before.
Okay.
Gloria Gandy Williams. We haven't heard that one.
Did she have a hit in the 70s?
She's a dance diva.
Disco queen, yes.
Nice, very nice. these are the FBI agents working in Ghana. Lydia Igwe, Ivan Yaboa, Ifeoma Daniel, Miguel Blignol.
All true Americans.
I think for the first time we have some real names. I think for the first time there's some money being sent to these people, and I think these are the characters involved in this scam.
Yeah.
That's what that sounds like to me.
Yeah.
Those banks info are from idiots Melvin Santos. I did send the banks to you. One is from Australia, and the other is RBS from Scotland. She sends me a picture of a bank.
No!
Yes. Yes.
There it is. There's your proof.
Yep, because that's what somebody sent.
There's a building.
Like Melvin Santos said, I work here, and that was the proof. Not Melvin Santos. Melvin, Amora, the lawyer. Morris Maribe. Said, I work here.
Here's the building.
And here's the JPEG.
Here's the building.
And that's what she sent to me.
Oh, okay, Mr. Man. Thank you.
Mr. Man.
So that's where the dough is going to. Okay, just wanted to know. Sleep tight as a bed bug.
Yeah, that's proof. You don't understand.
The building.
You don't understand. Yeah, look, there's a bank.
One idiot bank lawyer is from Yorkshire Bank, PLC. His name is Morris from eBay. Then, of course, his information.
I know that guy.
Sure. Yeah, of course. Please expose them. They are killing me. They also took the money from victim A, and they must take the responsibility. Don't you see the truth?
Oh, my God.
IC3 Brown Cotton is hiding. I will call FBI head office soon when I have time.
When I have time.
If you're writing checks for releases.
Sure. I go again with the CCing of everybody.
Yeah. Oh, she did that?
Yeah.
I love that. Again with
that's
the
how I say again.
like I say, I do stuff like that. Like if there's a situation, well, one of my vendors just drives me nuts. If there's a situation where they're doing something stupid,
yeah,
I will email my regional manager and CC the person that's giving me the problem.
Yeah.
You know, just to go, na, 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 na.
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling. So, but it's almost like what she's doing here, you know?
Yeah. But it's like she's telling the scammers.
Yeah.
So I go, 1 minute you tell me they are great people. The next you call them liars, murderers, and scammers. I can't help you, Ann. You need professional help. I go, something has happened to you that goes beyond this. You there is nothing I can do that will make you see the truth.
You are a mental case.
You're a mental case.
She goes, please see that photo of a photo of Yorkshire Bank where idiot lawyer Mel Morris Maribe is working.
Don't make me spit it. Don't make me
swallow,
spit.
Joe. Swallow.
You call her on the car. No, just look at the picture of the bank.
Look at the picture of the bank.
Out of your goddamn mind.
That's all.
Well, I think that's been established as a distinct possibility.
I'm not crazy. Real. Look at the picture of the bank.
Hold on a second. If you don't believe that, let me pull out that pixelated picture of gold bars
look,
so as proof again.
Look, they planted new bushes and there's a new parking lot. What more do you want? God almighty.
Why does it say Google Maps on there?
She can't.
Idiot.
Please see that photo of Yorkshire Bank PLC where idiot lawyer Morris Maribe is working. He said to me that...
Could you see a little arrow pointing in a window?
Yes.
Morris in here.
Morris here. And he's waving out the window.
Where's asshole? He's right there.
He's wearing a little stripy red and white shirt.
He said to me that he's a good lawyer with good reputation.
That's what he said? Well, of course he did.
And this is where he works.
Yeah.
How ironic! She writes, he is fucking idiot lawyer who just wants money. Please expose him too. Thanks.
He was just your pal a second ago.
What happened?
Mr. Davin.
That is two.
No one knows what will happen the next. I think to commit suicide many times after being scammed. That is truth. I really know how the victims suffer, and this is why I made the videos to help people. I am not a scammer, but I am suffering from the pains and the sadness that no one can help because I was struggling in my mind.
She just answered her own question. You two realize she just answered her own question.
Yeah.
That
she was scammed.
But Dav, read that paragraph again, just please.
No one knows what will happen next. I think to commit suicide many times after being scammed. That is truth. I really know how the victims suffer, and this is why I made the videos to help people. I'm not a scammer. But I'm suffering from the pains and the sadness that no one can help because I was struggling in my mind.
And that's what I've been getting at, where she's having a problem. You know, she's suicidal. It's a shame. And she's struggling with that. And to come to terms with it will be devastating to her.
Yes.
She's alluding to that in that paragraph. She hasn't made the breakthrough where she is living with it and going to she's addressed it, but not addressed it to the fact that she's going to come to terms with it.
You know those movies where the person doesn't realize this essential truth about themselves? Like, throughout the whole movie, they've actually been dead, and they didn't realize it.
Mm-hmm.
This is what it's like. It's like, don't you realize that you're a ghost? Don't you get it?
I CC them because they are fucking criminals as well as killers. You are the true witness, and they do not feel shame. It is sad because cybercrime is one of the hottest jobs that the hackers can steal info and money. This is the invisible threats, and this makes many people suffer from financial loss and can kill people without guns and knives.
Mm. Well, she's got that. She's not that, knocked that pretty much.
I am really sad when sending this mail to you because it is my true voices from my heart. You are the man who is from Mess Media.
Oh, boy.
Couldn't be more accurate.
Yeah,
I think
really
she
couldn't. Yeah,
Mess Media, yeah. Did she say?
Yeah, Mess. Yeah, not Mess. Mess.
No, I think she's right.
Dead on.
Yeah,
right.
Dead on.
Spot on. Yeah, there's a girl.
Mess Media has incredible power, which we can change people's ideology and stop many people from some danger. I do hope you are the one who can help people around the world. Thank you so much, Anne. And that's where we'll leave it.
Wow.
Very sad.
Sad.
This woman's struggling.
I think
that's one of the most honest moments. Unless it's part of the manipulation.
I don't think it's part of the you know, now I'm back to the 95%. She answered her question. She answered my question to her.
Yeah.
In that paragraph. That's why I had him reread it.
But she's going to double back again because she's not ready to face
She's
the
double back to she. I mean, last week we were perplexed on how she felt about Jennifer.
Yeah.
Like she loved her like a daughter. This week she's saying she's a crook and a thief,
yeah,
and is a killer. She's very disillusional.
Mm-hmm.
And she needs psychiatric. She needs psychiatric help. I don't think that she is a scammer. I think that she is just very disillusional, and I think that's probably the part of the psychosis. One moment meeting, you know, saying that how she loves Jennifer like a daughter, and the next minute saying that she, you know, she's a killer and a murderer, and along with the rest of them.
Yeah.
Just for the simple fact that she's seeing the other scammer is stupid, and it intrigues me why she still believes all these folks are real after she was told by email addresses and so on and so forth, and contacting the legitimate FBI that these people are scammers, that she still continues to go with it. It's just something she is going to go till she runs out of money, kills herself, and hopefully that won't happen, but
right,
she needs to come to the realization that they're scam. They're not crooks.
No.
They're scammers.
Yeah.
And that's where we're going to leave it.
Mm-hmm.
Until next time, let's thank some people for making this possible.
Yes.
Family Martial Arts. You know what? Family Martial Arts, they've been with us from the beginning, just re-upped again. We're going to have Sensei in here in January, we're talking about. And I think we're going to have Pip Helix prepare, because he's a big music fan, big heavy metal fan. I think we're going to have Pip do some God or Lover for Sensei for Deco when he's here. Play the game. What do you think of that, Joe?
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Okay, that's
yeah. All the lyrics are going to sound like
sorry,
this.
Rah, rah, rah! Oh, a cartwheel. Sorry,
you could try.
All the lyrics are going to sound like this for him.
Rah, 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 rah.
God,
yeah,
God,
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 lover. Anyway, Family Martial Arts, great for learning karate and self defense. Perfect to do that together as a family or by yourself. Whether you want to learn in a class environment or you want private lessons, Family Martial Arts is the dojo for you. Give them a call to learn more. 845-469-1716, 845-469-1716, or check them out at familymartialartsgoshen.com. If you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesco's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef-owner Frank Giancarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache that'll make Francesco's your place to go with friends and family. The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor done in a non-pretentious way. It feels cozy and intimate, yet is still elegant. Francesco's even has a private party room where you can host family get-togethers and corporate functions. Francesco's features off-site catering as well. Stop by Francesco's for lunch or dinner at 568 McBride Avenue, Woodland Park, New Jersey, or give them a call at 973-925-1100, 973-925-1100. You can even go to their website at francescos-restaurant.com, and of course, ask them about their next comedy show. Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher-Style Deli of Chester, New York brings the fresh, delicious water bagel of New York City to Orange County, New York. Every morning, a wide variety of bagels are made fresh on premises for your enjoyment. If you've ever had a Goldberg bagel, then you know you can never, ever have a frozen bagel again. Goldberg's has the perfect schmear for your bagels. They feature an extensive variety of cream cheese, spreads, and even offer low-fat choices, which is important after the holidays.
Oh, God, yeah.
Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher-Style Deli also offers premium meats for their mouth-watering sandwiches. They offer some unique daily specials like the Zombie, which is a potato pancake covered in fresh brisket and smothered in homemade gravy. Not the type of homemade gravy we were talking about before Joe got here. Or the Bronx Bomber, which is a square knish, corned beef and Russian dressing and sauerkraut. Whether you want breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Goldberg's can feed your craving. Goldberg's Famous Bagel and Kosher Style Deli is great when you want to eat out, order in, or have that special event party or party catered. Goldberg's delivers when? every time. They're open at 5 a.m. Monday through Friday and 6 a.m. on the weekends. Visit them at 69 Brookside Avenue in Chester, New York, or give them a call at 845-469-8505. 845-469-8505. And, of course, if you're a veteran or a fan of this little show, you get 10% off. Sidesplitting Productions. If you need a comedian, DJ, murder mystery, kids entertainer, go to sidesplittingproductions.com, sidesplittingproductions.com, or call us up 551-404-3094, 551-404-3094. Anything between now and the new year, Pip?
No.
No, little R&R.
Little R&R.
Break.
Wednesday, tomorrow, Christmas Eve, you can ring in the new year, the Christmas, with me. I'll be at the Broadway Comedy Club in New York at 11 p.m. 11 p.m. show, I'm going to be there. I'm going to be ringing in the Christmas.
Yeah, the Christmas Eve.
It's a new year for me. Christmas Day. Christmas Eve, Christmas. At Broadway Comedy Club, 212-757-2323, 212-757-2323. Guys, we are going to take next week off. We will be back in 2015. This has been a very good year.
Yes, it has.
For
yes,
the
it
show.
Has.
Accomplished a lot of things. Certainly glad for all you guys that support this show.
Yes.
Thank you guys so much. We got good stuff coming up in the new year. I know our next show is going to be January 6th. January 6, 2015, so you're definitely going to come back for that. I know we're going to do some Santa Hell stories. I know Joe should have a treasure trove.
Oh, yeah. We didn't get time to do them tonight. Well,
we'll plan some segment. Sensei Fredico will be here in 2015 at some point, so we got more games for you. I know Joe's working on Name That Orgasm. Also, we're going to do a four-part interview with that victim, Tracy Douglas from Australia, that Julie interviewed. I'm telling you, you're going to want to hear that.
Yeah.
Very emotional stuff. You find out just how devastating these scams are. Thank you guys so much for hanging out. Thank you guys. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, keep on listening. We are out.